Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. Dr. Tom here, and you're listening to The Positivity Effect, episode number 45, Focus In on Small Changes. Hit me up on Snapchat and let's chat about today's episode. You can find me at T. Retscher. Today, Amanda Bailey is back for day two, bringing the energy and positive vibes, reminding us all how important taking care of our body is. As she told us yesterday, her business would not be where it is today if her and her husband did not make optimal health their primary objective. I encourage you to go back and listen to yesterday's episode. It's jam-packed, full of good energy, and today we're going to talk more about Amanda's business, the true challenge, and she also drops a free gift at the end. So let's get focused in now, shake that body out, get some energy flowing, and help me welcome now Amanda. Hey, Amanda, what's up? Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here again.
Yeah, it was very, you know, and very inspiring for me to hear yesterday about what you and your husband are doing, how driven you guys are. It's very rare today when, you know, when someone at a very young age is ready right out the bat. Sometimes it could take, you know, mid-20s, early 30s to really get this idea in your mind about what is your passion in life and how could you maybe create something. If you're already working for somebody, how could you do your own thing and now create something that you're going to share with other people to help them? So it's really awesome to see what you're doing, and you're going to be inspiring, or you already are inspiring this next generation of entrepreneurs. It's really cool to watch that.
Oh, thank you so much. That really means a lot.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the true challenge. You work with entrepreneurs, you know, specifically entrepreneurs that are looking to improve their health. And that's what we talked about yesterday. If you don't have that health, you know, health is your wealth. If you don't have that, if you don't have the energy, it's going to be very hard for you to, especially when we think of entrepreneurship, and you could be an entrepreneur inside of a company, even if you work for a company, you can be entrepreneurial minded.
Yeah.
But if we're thinking specifically an entrepreneur, if you own your own business, it can be very lonely, especially when you're first starting out. And so having that health is a cornerstone. It's really important. So what has been your experience so far with connecting with your clients and seeing what their problems are and working through that, you know, especially because you are younger, you know, it's awesome to see how much wisdom that you have already. And I'm sure you have clients that are much older than you and they're reaching out to you for that help to help keep them on track.
Yeah, the main problem that I think the most entrepreneurs face is time. A lot of them work a lot, you know, in the beginning, a startup, people are working 14, 16 hour days. And even if you're not a startup, some people are still working that much. And so it's like, okay, how do you work out? How do you eat healthy during that time? How do you take care of yourself? You know, if you're sitting in a chair all day, how do you, you know, not gain weight? And so that's probably the main struggle that most entrepreneurs face is I don't have time, or I'm traveling a lot and I just don't have time. And so like the main thing that we focus on with our clients is really incorporating it into their lifestyle. And it's like, okay, short workouts, you know, maybe twice a day that they can get in, and fast, healthy meals that are prepared. And how do we set you up for success? Like, what are these little hacks that they can do to stay healthy while still running a business? And what's going to actually make them more productive? Because that's at the end of the day, it's like we want them to have focus. We want them to be more productive. We want them to have more energy, because we all know you can work all day long and really get nothing done. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a struggle. It's like, okay, I was working all day, but what did I really do that actually produced anything?
Yes, yes, that's so true.
Yeah, so it's like, really, how do we get you in this focused mindset? How do we get your brain performance higher so that you can focus for an hour and bust out a whole bunch of stuff rather than being so distracted and so like, you can't remember your thoughts. I mean, I don't know if you know these people, Thomas, but I run across them where they literally forget things all the time. And it's like, how do you stay on track during the day when you're trying to build a business when you keep forgetting stuff and then you're sidetracked and then you're ADD? So it's like, that's one of the things that we focus on, you know, more energy, more confidence. And how do you stay healthy while building a business? How do you find the time for that?
When someone approaches you and they say, Amanda, you know, I would really love for you to coach me. I need to make a shift in my health because I really feel that it's affecting my business. It's affecting my life. When they do finally make that decision in their mind, because it is that big decision for someone to actually reach out to someone else for help. When they're at that point finally mentally to come to you for help, is there still a lot of work that has to be done in their mind with their mindset, or is it just, hey, I'm going to be your accountability partner. Let's get you on the right track and moving forward.
I think definitely there's still more work to do. You don't meet a lot of people that are at rock bottom that come to you. I think that for us, we have a lot of people that are almost at rock bottom. So it's kind of like getting them before they, you know, really get in a bad place. But definitely a lot of work to do still. I think that mindset is everything. A mindset of really staying on track every single day. A lot of people can sprint. And it's especially with entrepreneurs, it's like we're all in. Like our clients and people, you know, that we've trained, it's like they'll do really good for 4 days. And then they're like, oh my gosh. Like I just worked out 4 days in a row. I went all in and now I'm like, I need to go get a drink and I'm out of town and I need to like stuff my face with calories or something. And
right,
it's like, no,
right.
It's better to make slow changes than really fast changes. And so that's the thing that we really try to emphasize on them. It's really the compound effect, the daily decisions, the small insignificant things that you're doing every single day compounded over time. That's what's really going to bring change. It's not just 4 days juice cleanse and then back to eating normal and not working out. Like that's not what we're about. That's not how you bring long lasting change.
Right, right. And I always, I mention a lot on this show, like I mentioned it actually probably a couple times yesterday about that we all have something in us to share. And even if we're struggling with something in our lives and we're, you know, many people can feel when they're so down and you know, it doesn't seem like life is going for, you know, in their direction. It's very easy to, in their mind, excuse me, it's very easy in their mind to think, how can I go and help somebody when I am struggling with XYZ? And I always say that you can just go out, you can reach out to someone, you know, and have that conversation. But then, you know, the next rebuttal could be like, but what if that problem is so big? Like, how can I console that person? How can I walk them through it? So like thinking about you and your clients, like, and you have a lot of confidence, you know, and at this age, you have so much confidence and it's inspiring to see what you're doing with your clients. So if somebody like drops something very heavy on you, what is like your approach for that? Like, cause I know it could get emotional when people talk about their fitness, when they talk about their health, it's so personal. You know, everybody's health is so personal. And when you're doing this one-on-one coaching, you know, a lot of stuff can definitely come out, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, for us, I mean, the great thing about your podcast is all about positivity, and that's what I'm all about. That's like my main strength is positivity. I'm ridiculous. People think I'm like delusional because I'm so positive. So like when people come up with these, you know, they share their emotional needs, you know, these deep things, a lot of people want to focus on that problem. They want to dwell on that. But whatever you focus on increases. So if you keep focusing on a certain problem, if you keep focusing on, oh my goodness, I always quit diets. I always quit on myself. I never spend time taking care of myself. And they focus and they focus and they focus on that. we have to make the mindset shift of, no, start focusing on, I do like to take care of myself. I do set time out for myself every single day. I do work out because I am the most important part of my business. I'm the most important part of my life. You know, how can I, if you want to give your best, you need to be your best. So we always want to transition when people are in those low points into what they want, what the vision is, what their goal is, and focus on that, where they're going, not where they've been. So that's kind of how we transition, you know, when people are sharing with us those deep stuff.
If somebody had a conversation with you in person and they said, Amanda, you know, you're so positive, you know, it's great and it's really inspiring, but for me, like, I just don't see the benefit. You know, I don't see the benefit of always trying to see the good in people, or always trying to see that there's you know, the other side of the fence, you know, that there's always something that can be done, or we can strive to be better. You know, what would you say to that person that just feels like, why would I even do this?
Ah, goodness, that's a tough one. I think for me, I am very, you know, I have a strong faith. So I would say, you know, with God, anything is possible. And so really anything is possible. And if you want to dwell on, you know, what you don't want to be positive, that's your choice. But I think that it's much rather you believe the impossible than go in your life and look back and regret it. So that's what I would say.
I'm so happy that you mentioned that the faith, because when we think of faith, you know, whether it's Jesus Christ, whether it's Muhammad, whether it's the universe, whatever, you know, just faith in yourself, whatever it is to you individually, if you have that faith, that's like your rock, that's your cornerstone. That will give you purpose then to then go out and do things. But when you don't have that faith, and, you know, that's what can make it very difficult to see, why would I want to continue to grow in this life? And it was, you know, just saying, because I was hot off the press coming from this Tony Robbins seminar, he talks about these six needs that we all have. And one of them is certainty. And when you have certainty in life, you're able to now look forward to make progress. And when you have progress, you have happiness. And I can hear it in your voice. You're just a very happy person. You know what you want in life, and you're making progress every day. Even if you have little failures here and there, you're continually striving forward. And that's inspiring for anybody that's listening today, because they can recognize, oh, all right, I just need to find faith in something. I need to lock it in, have this cornerstone, and just start progressing in something, whether it's just, you know, making a small 2-millimeter tweak in how I eat, or maybe having that cup of coffee with somebody I haven't spoken to, you know, in 6 months, you know, small little changes. And when they have that progress, they can start to feel that fulfillment. And I think that's what everybody wants. They're looking for that fulfillment in life. And how do you get that fulfillment? You have to find that purpose. What is, you know, what is that compelling reason that drives you forward?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
So would you say for you, like, that your why, your compelling why is that you want to inspire other people? Or is it just that you want to just experience life to its max, have the most energy? What is that why for you?
The why for me really is doing what I'm called to do. And I think that really what's been put on my heart to do. And so a lot of people have different passions, and that's great. I think that if you have a passion for it, that's what you're supposed to be doing. A lot of people will hold back and think that maybe I'm not supposed to do it. And I think that if you're passionate about it, if you want to be a singer, like, you are somehow supposed to do that, you know, in some type of arena. And I think you can really monetize anything. So for me, I think, you know, I'm called to inspire as many people as possible. And, you know, that giving everything that I've received, everything that I've learned, I think that if you want to receive more in your life, you need to give it. And so for me, I just feel like a channel. Like, everything that I've learned, everything that I've experienced is just something that I can teach someone else that they can learn from. So I just feel like everything that I've learned, I just want to give it to other people. And the more that I do that, the more that I'll get. So I just feel like a river almost. So that's really my why, is to help pass along everything that I've been blessed with.
I just wanted to say that, and it's great that you said that. Is that you have that feeling, right? That the more that you give, it just comes back to you. It really is that reciprocity. It really is that, you know, that if you think of that law of attraction, you know, the more that you put out, the more that value you look to give to other people without really looking for anything in return. In terms of, right, when you're actually selling something, you're selling that because it has value in that, but you're not looking for something in return facetiously. You're looking to just give, and you're looking to just improve somebody else's life. And when you do that, the returns are, you know, they're off the charts. It's not just, you know, what's that scale? What's that old, thinking back to math class, the direct proportional, where it's just one, you know, if you have one, it goes up one. We're thinking it's yeah. off the chart, logarithmic. There you go. It's just, you know, it's definitely not a direct proportion. It's so much more comes back to you when you give a lot.
Yeah. And for us, like, you know, we do webinars, we do, you know, strategy calls with people who want to get healthy, and, you know, whether they want to do one-on coaching with us or just join our membership sites. Like, we get on these calls and we give massive value. Like, we don't just get on a coaching call for free to sell you or to pitch you. And like, every time we encounter someone, we give them our all. You know, if we can help them with a problem, because Gary Vaynerchuk, so many people, you know, give value and you'll get it in return. And so, like, for us, that's our business model. That's our why. Like, we're going to give as much value as we can. And we know that the people will join us if they really enjoy that value. So we're not ever stressed of, you know, not giving to someone because, oh, they might not sign up with us or something because I just gave them a whole bunch of great information and now they don't need me anymore. Like, that's such an old way of thinking.
Right, right. It's like, I keep mentioning the seminar because it's so fresh on my mind. Like, you can go to a seminar and learn something. You know, it could be experience. And maybe they may be playing some material that you could go home, you can go right on YouTube and find the same exact material and watch the same exact recording of whatever they spoke about at the seminar or live in person. It's not the same thing. If you just, you know, just having that information is completely different when you have a living, breathing human being looking to have, you know, that really has your back, that has your back with accountability to help you push forward, not just, and also help you digest that information instead of just, because, you know, we're in that overload of information. It's so easy to find. You could Google anything. Everything is on the interweb.
It really is. Literally everything you can Google, but it comes down to, if you actually want to achieve something, it's having a good team around you, and it's having that support system, those people that are helping you get to your end goal.
Right, right. Amanda, when you hear the word gratitude, what comes to mind for you?
A sense of gratitude, like a lifestyle of it, not just writing it down on a piece of paper. Like, that's great, and I've done it, but I've gone throughout my day not actually feeling grateful. And I think, honestly, that focusing on it, meditating on it, actually taking the time and having this sense of, wow, I'm alive right now, and this is what I have in my life, and I'm going to not judge other people. I'm not going to judge myself. I'm just going to be grateful for what I have right now. And that's what really comes to mind when I feel like gratitude. I actually went to a cafe today called Cafe Gratitude.
Nice.
And it says, you know, on the plate, it says, what are you grateful for? I love that.
Doesn't Jason Mraz play there like all the time? Or he did, like, when he was growing up? Is it in San Diego?
There's one here in San Diego. There's a couple in LA. It started in LA. Yeah.
I think, because I used to watch a lot of his older recordings, and I think that was like his place, like his breakout place was Cafe Gratitude. I'm pretty sure. Which would be totally awesome.
It's definitely an awesome, awesome place.
Now, you said, like, sometimes, right, there's moments that you're not grateful. How much better do you find that you're able to serve everybody when you're coming from that place of gratitude? Because it's, you know, you can have a very packed day where you have a lot of clients. Like, for me, I have patients that come in. And if you have that, like, that, just that off day, you know, where your mind is a little off and you're not focused on being grateful for the day, it can affect your work, you know? And when you come from that place of just totally recognizing how amazing it is to be alive, and you feel that gratitude, and you're not coming from any place of judgment, you know, how much better are you serving your clients?
100 times better. I mean, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x better. It definitely is a huge, huge change in our attitude, in what we offer, in what you say. You know, they say that most communication is nonverbal. And so it's like, if you are not grateful, you're not happy, you don't have to say anything. You could be saying all the exact same things, but people are smart, and we can tell if someone is in a bad mood, unfortunately.
Right. Well, Amanda, we're at the end. I want to ask you one last question, because, you know, you've given me the gift of coming on and spending some time with me and letting me, you know, ask these questions. And it's really been awesome to hear just your mindset about how, you know, how important it is to always push forward and always to strive to have the best, you know, the best health, to have vitality, and you know, your entrepreneur mind is just really inspiring to see what you're doing. So I always try to give this gift to all my guests, and it's kind of just, you pretty much answered it pretty well over these last 2 days, but I just want to have you sum it up. If I was to ask you, if you were suddenly at the end of your life and you were reflecting on all that you've done, all that you created, and you've done a lot, so much so already, so quickly, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for?
That is a great question, Thomas. Absolutely love this question. I want to be remembered by the love that people really feel. Like, they feel like I actually cared about them. That's how I want to be remembered by, because, like, it's, my husband has a different answer. He wants to be remembered by the value he gave people. And that's, I mean, it's similar to what I say, is I really want people to feel like I cared about them and I didn't think that I was better than them. That's what I really want to be remembered for, that I was freely giving to them, you know, my time, my resources, that if I could help, I was there.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know that's going to inspire a lot of people that are, you know, that could be in a tough time right now and they're just looking to make a shift. And it really comes down to that, you know, that mush that we have between our ears, that you just have to continue. It's everything else comes when you have the right mindset. And, you know, we spoke a little bit about this before we got on the call, just talking about journaling and how important it is to write down and think about, because you have to get out of your own way. You got to get out of your own head. And I can hear it in your voice, just how confident you are that is a daily practice for you, to make sure that you're focusing on what's, you know, what's right in the world and what meaning you have and your faith and your drive and having that cornerstone. And, you know, I definitely could say that, you know, myself and everybody else has really been inspired today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I know that we talked about the Freedom Journal. It's a great, great resource to accomplish your goals, to journal your gratitude. And if you guys have any questions for me, definitely feel free to send me an email. I check them all, Amanda@thetruechallenge.com. If this has helped you in any way, if you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you guys.
Awesome. And Amanda, if you don't mind, really quick, just say, give us the quick, like, who is the person, if they're listening and they want to be your client, they want to come to you for help, who is that? What is that profile that they kind of have to be? You know, is it anybody? Do they have to be an entrepreneur? What do they have to be if they want to look to come to you for coaching?
Yeah, I think honestly, if you have a drive to, you know, you're a working driven person, that's who we work with. So if you want to get fit and healthy, if you want to have more energy, more mental clarity, boost your confidence, that's the people that we work with. And you can send us an email. We'll see if it's a good fit.
Awesome. And can they get more information on your website?
Yeah, that is thetruechallenge.com. You can also, we have a free gift if you guys want to even learn more.
Ooh,
it's the
free gift.
Yeah, it's thetruechallenge.com/video series. If you liked anything that I shared today, I share more tips on how you can live an everyday fit lifestyle, how to get fit fast, boost your energy. It's a free video course. And I know, Thomas, you'll put that in the show notes.
Absolutely.
For you guys. And yeah, that's the best way to connect with me. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Amanda Barely.
Snapping it up too.
Yes, I am snapping it up. It's been fun. It's definitely a different platform.
It is. It's crazy like how quickly it exploded. Even like four, if you go on Twitter, Forbes Twitter icon is their Snapchat icon. Crazy.
Yeah. absolutely what, I don't crazy. I should follow them. I mean, what do they even snap about?
I have no idea. I'm gonna go. I saw it today. I'm like, I need to check this out because I don't know. Yeah, what could they be snapping about? Like the executives of Forbes are just like walking around the halls like snapping. You know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I love it.
Awesome. Well, Amanda, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on the Positivity Effect and sharing your message. And I know that there's someone, you know, whether it's one person or 50 people or 100 people that are inspired by your message. And, you know, I hope that this really helped them to move a little bit more forward in their life.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Me too. Thank you so much, Thomas, for having me on.
You're welcome. And guys, remember, just put Amanda's name in the search bar and everything will come up. You know, we'll drop that awesome free gift that she gave you. And you can find more information about what her and her husband are doing and how you can reach out to her for that coaching. So Amanda, again, thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying the Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of the Positivity Effect.